Let's just start recording. Kind of roughly got a topic in mind. The responsibility and possibility. This is for people I run into who on the surface feel like they're serious about what they're doing, but basically they're not really. You know, I've known guys for a decade plus, and the time goes by, you can see what they're doing. It starts off at, I'm serious, you're serious, let's make these moves. You know, we make plans, have meetings and all that. You can't tell who's who because you're just meeting them. You don't have any time to go by. But man, after 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, you start to see, like, okay, you could have done this, that, and the other. Let's just say, for instance, in this particular case, I'm thinking of music artists. I know people around me who, back in the day when mixtapes were hot, they want to make a mixtape, this, that, and the other. And as all these years went by, a decade plus, I know about 4 or 5 different artists who have a combined 0 albums. So, if you've been here and I've known you for a decade, and you've been here and I've known you for a decade, and there's like 4 of you like that, that's 40 years combined and none of you have done an album. See, you can look at it on one hand and be like, well, people on TV or the superstars have a bigger budget. They have more money to work with. They have more opportunities presented for themselves naturally. The machine is working in their favor. So you got to look at it on the other end, though. You can't have the machine working in their favor and they're outworking you. You know, so you're going to have to make a decision. You're going to have to be great in some aspect or stand out in some aspect. I heard it taught to me as zebras and cheetahs. I heard Michael Burt say that. He's one of the guys I've been studying lately. Basically what it is, zebra or cheetah. Basically you either stand out, your product, or you stand out based on a look, identity, your character, your product. Something stands out about it. That's a different look. Gives a different image. It has to be something about the look of it that's different, zebra. Or you move with such speed and consistency and persistence, cheetah. It doesn't matter which one. They say speed is the new strength. Oftentimes, you don't necessarily have to be strong if you can get things done faster. You don't need to be this giant in the business world, but if you have people around you, enough of them are strong enough who will work in your favor and for you, you can get things done quicker. But either way, you need to find something about your operation that can stand out, that can separate you from others. Now, I don't think everything is a direct competition. Just because he wins doesn't mean you have to lose. You can compete, but it does not mean because one person does good necessarily that you're gonna lose. But you need to know what you do. You need to maximize it, accentuate it. Also work on your weaknesses as well. First, you have to know what you do well, what you don't. You have to be honest with yourself. You have to make up for the things you do not do well. But if you're in such denial that you do not accept those things, then you'll never work on it. The responsibility and possibility. That means not only knowing the things you do well, but being able to identify and correct the things you don't do well. And as far as responsibility, it means if you have the potential to do more, if you're creative and you think you want to write books, don't just write books. Write stories. Write poems. Come up with marketing campaigns. Everything involved with that particular skill is what you branch off into. And when you branch into marketing, you may get better at a skill that that's involved in marketing that you didn't have before, that'll help you branch out into other things. You need to do everything you can do, not just what you like to do. So I got the responsibility and possibility because I know when I talk to people, they kind of just want to do what they want to do. So whatever you tell them, they will throw their guard up and not hear it. They'll misinterpret the message you're sending to them on purpose. If they know in their mind they are not going to put in the effort for something, or they know they fear doing something, stepping out of their comfort zone to get something done, which you're naturally going to have to do if you're pushing your own product, if you're your own boss, you move your own ship, well, yeah, there's going to be some discomfort. You're going to do some things you don't like. You're going to do some things that are going to make you feel like you're always starting from scratch to a certain degree. You're going to get good at one thing. You're going to know this area well. But when you turn a slight degree, now you're doing something you don't love. You're not good at. That's unfamiliar to you. This is just growth. As long as you're not wandering aimlessly and doing things for no reason, if you have an ultimate plan, you do not take the next step because it's something you fear. I tell guys around me, if you're not doing something you fear or you are anxiety ridden about on a pretty much daily basis, then not only are you not growing, you're just not moving completely. See, it's one thing to have a steady pace and just keep going. You don't necessarily have to be growing. You could just be maintaining what you're doing. That's fine. But if you're not doing nothing, well, you're not growing, you're not moving, you're just fearful at a certain point. You're just ducking wreck. And not too many things that are worthwhile are just so easy and so comfortable for you. Hardly any of them come easy. I myself started playing the guitar recently because I planned on being good within the next 6-7 years. That'd be nice. That's my ideal situation, to be adequate, good enough, for instance. So, if I want to be good in 7 years, guess when I start playing the guitar? I start messing around with it now. I'm not good at it at all. I couldn't play you a song, but I'm already starting the process because I know everything works that way. From sports to being an artist, a recording artist, being a writer. I want to start writing scripts. I want to start acting. So what I have to do? Start studying acting now. And if I can act and write a script, then I can write novels. If I can write novels, then I can write comic books. If I can write comic books, you know what I mean? It just goes in a circle. One thing leads to the next, leads to the next. These aren't all things I'm necessarily passionate about, but I feel like if I get good enough at it, then I'll catch the burn to push a little hard in it. I'll work my way into being excited about it if I get good enough. The problem is when you start something, you got such shaky results and you're so whack at it that you're uninspired and it's easy to quit. So I don't force myself into, I'm going to dedicate hours of this at a time. Nah, man. I start early and just do it gradually when I feel like it. Little bit. 10 minutes here. You know, 10 minutes in a couple of days. Just something consistent. Now, so that's that. Responsibility and possibility. This also relates to something else I see people have where they start projects and stop. This goes back into the album thing. I know one guy in particular, a couple guys actually, they record songs or they dabble in becoming an artist, beat maker. And it's like they'll work on making tracks, beats, instrumentals, and they don't work on it enough to get great at it, but they do it enough so it's something they could do if they want it. So they're not quite pushing hard enough. So when they catch the bug every 4 or 5 months, every year, what they did before isn't good enough, and now it sounds antiquated to them. I call this one item in your store. What that is, it's just kind of a perfection type thing, but it's not. It's not being a perfectionist necessarily. It's you never getting good enough to the point where you like something and then setting it down. Then later, it's just scraps to you. Now, I don't like that. Let me erase that and start over. It's one thing to do something now and a year and a half, you don't really love it. And then, okay, maybe you revisit it, maybe you don't. But you're getting things done. I liken it to this. Imagine you make food products and you have a store. If you like one candy bar your company came up with this year, either manufactured or got in your store somehow, you like it, you fall out of love with it the next year, you still have the item though. It's not like when you decide to make another item, another candy bar, another cake, you have to get rid of the other item. You still stock your shelves with that. You don't, well, this is my new favorite thing, I'm going to get rid of the other thing. If you keep starting, stopping, and every time you redo a project in a year and a half, you listen to it and don't like how it sounds old, let me make another one instead. I like that idea, but I'm just redo it. Every time you go back to something, you're redoing it, you got one item in your store. Even if you put together an excellent album, an excellent product, but you only have one, if you have one store with one candy bar and one flavor, not even a variation in flavor in that one candy bar, even if they love it, they can't shop with you. You can have one candy bar draw them into the store, but people just like to walk down the aisles. They like to look around, see colors and assortment. They like to see different items completely. I don't just want to see candy bars. I need to see the magazine stand standing by the counter, the newspapers, the weird looking product I wouldn't even buy. The box of noodles, who eats that stuff? But it doesn't matter. Chips that they may never buy. But just seeing the variety in the aisles, making your store colorful, giving it so you have variety. And if you're an artist, man, and they love your one song, your one CD, and then they play it, you don't have any other item for you. They come to your page, and because you keep starting and stopping, you never have anything. You come together with this one piece, finally, that you consider a masterpiece. And they can only listen to it for an hour. Even if they keep playing it, it's one item. See, you want to have them come in, get things for free, sample some product, get some of that, leave out with a goodie bag, maybe buy something. People want to shop with you when they believe in your product. They want to become a part of you. They want to walk out with a pen, a shirt, something that has your name on it, that has you. They want to wear you. They want to participate in something that you do just because it's something you're doing. You want to have offers for them, packages for them. Oh, you write? How about you take our writing course? We'll put you together with these artists we have. You're interested in playing an instrument? We have people who can teach those instruments you like. I mean, just a one-stop shop that does so many things. Yeah, we specialize in something, but we have so many things for you just to grab. You find yourself grabbing stuff you didn't come in for. Do not have one item in your store. You want people to be able to shop with you. And see, when you have more than one item, you can draw them in for one thing and leave, have somebody else tending your store, and people are still buying your stuff. See, also coming on your page for one thing and looking at other stuff. We all do that when we go on sites like YouTube. You go on and click one video, and then sometimes you don't even go to what you came on for. An hour and a half later, you off of it. You're like, man, I forgot to look at the what's name. That's what I came on there for. So, do not duck growth. Do not start, stop, start, stop. And then finally finish one thing, and you got all this pride in this one product. And people can't shop with you. You may have an excellent paint, but you can't have a hardware store with one color paint. One brand. So, always keep that in mind. I should not know four guys for a decade who have zero albums combined. That's 40 years. 40 times 300 plus days in a year. You do not have a legitimate gripe if you do not do one album. Or even if they did complete one album, in 40 combined years, you do not have a legitimate gripe that this industry did not accept you, You did not actually do this. You did not put up a legitimate fight to say you came in, you put your foot down, you made a mark for yourself. You don't really do this. And I learned this when I seen John C. Maxwell, author, speaker, orator. When I see his books, this guy does this. There are varying degrees of success, but down the line, if he, for whatever reason, never became John C. Maxwell that we know him as, but he had 40 plus books, 50 plus books, I mean, you're going to get something out of that. Even if, for whatever reason, you didn't become ultra successful, you're going to get so much out of that as a person. A person who did not do that can never be what you are. They can never tell the stories you tell. But truth is, you're not going to do 50 books in 30 some years and not get something out of it. You will not be successful. So if you do John C. Maxwell numbers in production, you have a legitimate right. But him doing 50 books in 50 years to you guys, zero albums in 40 years, you have no gripe. There's nothing to say. And that goes for you who does whatever it is you do. Take pride, man. Go out swinging. Do not just lay down. I'm seeing a lot of that now. I know guys like that. They just have no fight left in them. I see a good look for them. I can only suggest a certain point. Like, do this. That'll be a strong look for you. I don't like to give advice. But if you're around me, look, this would be a good look for you. Yeah, I could. Yeah, that makes sense. I'm not saying it so it makes sense. I wouldn't be saying it if it didn't. What I'm saying is do it. It has to be that simple. It makes sense. Let me jump on it. Good enough. Freeze this, freeze that.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.